This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, August 4th. Well, another quiet day in the cattle space. You get a little bit of a bump and then the market goes sideways or gives it up. So back and forth we go for both live cattle and feeder cattle in a market that is pacing sideways at the top end of a big rally. So from my perspective, if the market were going to be running out of gas up here or failing or whatever, it would have sold off by now. You rally up to old record highs, and then if you're going to fail, you start to sell off, and the sellers really lean on the market. That has not happened. We're basically just pacing sideways in a broad range at the top end of that rally would suggest the market's just pacing itself sideways, and it's not going to give it up. It's just riding out this normal negative seasonal pattern, and I think it's going to be just around the corner that we start that next leg up, and this base of support will be a strong base for that next rally. In the cash trade so far this week, we're pretty much steady with last week at around 185 on the Fed trade. Dress trade at 295 is up one. Box beef was mixed, choice down 117 at 302. Select was up 84 cents at 278. So the spread lost 201. We're sitting at 2370. Movement was just 99 loads. So not seeing real big movement so far this week. And it's coming on kind of choppy mixed price action in the box beef. So there too, cash trades pretty flat. Box beef prices are mixed. And volume is kind of flat as well. So I think we're just working our way through the summer heat and the summer doldrums before you start that next demand phase as we get into the fall and then, of course, into the holidays. Slaughter rate yesterday, 123,000 head. So for the week, we're at 494,000. That is down 5,000 from last week, and it's down 2,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 6 cents. We're sitting at 244.94. Export sales yesterday for beef, kind of a disappointing 12,400 tons. South Korea took 3,900, Japan 3,400, Canada took 2,500. Pork export sales were a very light 17,800 tons. Mexico took 7,300, Japan 2,800, Canada took 2,300. So that's a bit of a red flag. You know, you want to see these export sales stay firm. And we had a couple weeks where the beef really popped back up, and now we're backing off again. So we were running behind USDA's projections on beef exports. And, you know, with the disappointing performance from last week, it looks like we're running even further behind again. So just things to keep in mind that, you know, price-wise, it's, again, you know, prices haven't really improved over the last few weeks when we had strong export sales. So it could be a matter of, again, just a slow summer seasonal pattern. But moving forward, just the inability of the market to hold any kind of sell-off suggests to me that we're just building a base for the next leg up. And as we get into the fall, demand for calves is going to increase significantly. I think you're going to see heifer retention really ramp up from the Central Plains on north. And I think that's just going to be very supportive to a feeder cattle market when you're looking at adequate supplies of feed grain. Looks like the corn crop's going to be pretty decent size. You're going to have a lot more Milo around that was planted after a failed winter wheat crop in the Central Plains. So I think it's going to be a much more comfortable feed grain situation than we saw the last couple of years. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.